And so first of all, big yashapach for inviting me. I'm going to come share words of Torah with you. We shall have a ksiva ksiva taiva together, Bez Hashem, beside Klal Yisrael. So, what time is Marek, by the way? What time is Marek?
9:45.
I just have to know how, it's good to know. I'm going to be late, but the question is just, should be the das. All right, so we know that when it comes to the Seder of the Aliyah of Nuk, from Bria to Hatzilus and the Binyan of Nuk, Achar B'Achar, by Rosh Hashanah, there are three basic, three basic differences between the process of the Ali and the Binyan of Nuk, Achar B'Achar, in Rosh Hashanah, versus the rest of the year. Chiluk number one is that, Shar Kavanah sits Marach in this, is that in order to give Nuk Koyach to be Oila and to develop Ach B'Ach, so there are certain hashpoyes and hamshachas that come to Nuk by Rosh Hashanah, by davening Rosh Hashanah, and we're mechaving that those haras and those hamshachas are always begmatri in the tziruf of Reishi and Vav, matri gevura. So that's, we don't find that by the rest of the year. That's unique to the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, Shachris. So that's chiluk number one. Chiluk number two is that b'derach klal by the kol yimais Hashanah, when Nuk is oila and is nivne in Ach B'Ach, it's only until the Chazavza. All of a sudden, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, not only does Nuk get the Chazavza, but it even gets to the Keshishel Tefillin of Keshavza. So that's another chiluk. And the final chiluk is that we know during the course of the year, so the Aliyah of Nuk takes place both B'Kriyas and B'Zkifas. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, whenever Moichin come into Zah with the Kriyas and the Zkifas, Memela Nuk is oil. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's not like that. Nuk is oil only by the Zekifis and not by the Kriyas. Those are the basic halukas. Now, first of all, again, Kaidim call the first shaila is what's the Nakuda Primus? What's the Tzara Shava? What's the Nakuda that makes the Aliyah of Nuk and Rosh Hashanah different than Kol Yom HaShanah, that you have these chilukim? That's number one. Number two, it's also even mashman and Shar Kavanis that all the chilukim are fundamentally one yisoid that's brought out starkest by that nekuda of the kavanis of Reish Yud Vav. There's a lashon like that. The Rav says, again, Shar Kavanis, he says, Ein shino v'chiluk ben kavanis birchas avis shuv mehachol l'yimei Rosh Hashanah ela b'inyan kavanis Reish Yud Vav. It's the only chiluk. Before Shemesh, the only chiluk, there's other chilukim. Again, Nuk goes all the way to Keser, to Keser Shel Tefillin of Keser. Nuk only goes by Zekifus, not by Kriyas. Why is the Rav saying the only chiluk is Reish Yud Vav? So the way it's explained is that Enoch Hanami, there's other chilukim, but all the chilukim are really one. It's one Yisoid, and the Yisoid is highlighted and brought out its mudgash more by this kavanah, by this particular chiluk of Kavanas Reish Yud Vav. So let's talk about that for a minute. What are the Kavanas of Reish Yud Vav? So we know that the Rav is Marach, that there are five basic kavanas of Reish Yud Vav by Baruch Atah Hashem. So what are they? So two by Baruch and three by Atah, the Kitzer. So by Baruch there are two Reish Yud Vavs. One is a remez to the Ha'or of Das that were Mamshech Tanuk when she's still in Bria, and it's with three Shemus of Sag, with each one with the Eser Oisius. So the Gemara Reish Yud Vav. That's one kavana. That's a remez to the das of the Tzad Gvuras, the Gvuras of Das, or Mamshech Tanuk, to give her help to the Oila. That's one Reish Yud Vav. Another Reish Yud Vav is those same inyan of those the das of Gvuras, the three sags with the 10 Isias, but also with the tziruf of the 12 letters of Adnai B'Miloy. It's going to Nuk of Bria, and the Shem Kodesh of Nuk of Bria is Adnai B'Miloy. So the yichud of the two of them, that's the destination. So that's another Reish Yud Vav. Okay, those are two Reish Yud Vavs of Baruch. And then you have three Reish Yud Vavs in Atta. You have one Reish Yud Vav connected to the Aleph of Atta, which is a remez to the Chaf Beis Oisius, that were also Mamshech, to Nuk, to give her Siwa, to the Oila. You have another Reish Yud Vav corresponding to the Tuf, corresponding to the Hei Oisius of Menatzbach, with Shem Havaya that were Mamshech Tanuk to be Oila, and then another Reish Yud Vav that puts together the Chav Beis Oisius of Menatzbach with the Shem Eke. So those are the three Reish Yud Vavs of Atta. Okay. The problem is that if you look in Shar Kavanas, there's another Reish Yud Vav. What's the other Reish Yud Vavs? In the word Baruch, There's another remez to Rashi, other two remezim. One remez is a certain ha'ara and hamshacha from Ima, from Bina, the Aleph of the name Ekev, of Kufnun Aleph. There's a ha'ara of three Shem Avs that we bring down to Nuk. That's also from Rashi Rashi Vav. Okay, and another one is the remez of Vav to Hey. Right, we know in the Kriyas of Baruch, there's a remez of the Vav is Mamshach to the Hey. And so that itself is also Reish Yud Vav. Hey, it could be a Reish and a Yud, and the Vav, it's Reish Yud Vav. And the Rav mentions this in Sha'ar Kavanas, but all of a sudden in the Cheshbon of the Hey Reish Yud Vav, those two Ramazim are not there. Laminigara, why are they not counted? So Pshat's like this. And with this we'll be able to understand better what the Bechlolos, the Chilukim of Ali of Nuk by Rosh Hashanah is in the following way. There's two types of Hamshachas that are taking place by these words, Baruch Atah, Tanuk, to give her help to be Oyla. Two different types of Hamshachas. One type of Hamshacha is Be'etzem, Oyris, and Moichin, that are Be'etzem from Zah. The Be'etzem Roy for Zah. It's just that Zah is Mamshech, Ha'ara, from himself, Kivyachal, and his Menadev, and his Mayor, in order to give Nuk, Kayach to be Oyla. That type of Ha'ara, which is really Be'etzem, the Chelik of Zah, and he's giving a little bit of Ha'ara to Nuk, to be Oyla, those are the two Ramazim of Reish Yud Vav, which are not counted by the Hekavanas. If you take a look in the Sidra Shash, it's clear that Lamashal, that Reish Yud Vav, which corresponds to Hamshacha from Ima to all the way to Nuk, to give her the Koyach to be Oyla, three Avs, which is Reish Yud Vav, in the Sidra Shash, it's clear that Ha'ara is really Shayach to the Meichin Avak of Zah. And it was really, that's part of what Zah receives in terms of the Meichin Avak that he gets by Baruch. And part of that, part of the Ha'ara of the Vak of Meichin of Zah, part of that is a Ha'ara that he then is Mamshech Tanuk, which comes from the three Avs, ultimately from Bina. That's the Reish Yud Vav. But Be'etzim, that Reish Yud Vav is not Nuk's Chelet Be'etzim. It's really the Meichin of Avak, which is Shaykh to Zah. And Zah is Meir from himself to Nuk. So it's really not Nukstik Oiris. It's not Nukstik Chelik. It's the Chelik of Zah. And the same thing it is with the Kavana of Vav Tehei. Vav Tehei, the Rav is Marach, corresponds to, you know, there's Lama Beis and Sivus Chachma. 16 is Zah's, 16 is Nuk. But there's an extra 6 that Zah is Menade from himself to Nuk in order to give her the Koyach to be Oyla and to eventually build the 6 Hecholos of Bria, Bechulu. So, and that's the remez of the Vav to the Hay, which is the 6 extra Nesivus Chachma that Zah gives of himself to Nuk. But again, it's whose Chelik is it Betzem? It's Zah's Chelik that he's giving. He's been Menadev to Nuk. So those two Ramazim of Reish Yud Vav are not, they're different than the other ones. Those two Ramazim are Be'etzem Oiris that are Shaykh to Zah, whether they be the first remez of three Avs, which is Shaykh to the Meichen Avak of Zah, as it's Merumaz in the Sidra Shash, or whether it's the extra Vav to the Hay, which are an extra 6 Nesivus Chachma, which Zah's Menadev of himself to Zah. But Al Kaponim, it's really Zah's Oiris that he's being Mayor to Nuk. The ratio of Vavs that we do count are Oiris and Hamshachis that are Be'etzem Nuk's Dikechelik. So for example, all the ratio of Vavs that we do count are Ramazim to the Gevuris of Das, which is Be'etzem Nuk's. Or it's Ha'aris of Chav Beis Oisis and Menatzbach, which is also Mitzadak Vurus, which is Nuk's. So when we talk, the Reish Yud Vav Kavan, the Ramazan that we do count, this is the Nekuda. These are Oiris that were being Mamshich to Nuk, to give her the Kayach to be Oyla. But whose Oiris are they? They're the Etzim Her Chelik anyway. That's why we count them. Now to be Mamik more, the Nekuda Pnimis that comes from this, is like, why is this so important? Why is it so important that would be Mamshech Ha'oris Tanuk, Beremez Reish Yud Vav, but specifically Oris that are Be'etzim her own Chaylik? Is because on Rosh Hashanah, this is where the other Chilukim come from this, is that on Rosh Hashanah, what we're trying to do is to be Ma'ora the Aliyah of Nuk in a way Ki'ilu Nuk has the Kayach to be Oila on her own. Usually, Nuk is less than Magav Aklum, she's completely Toloi in Zah. And that's the side of how Nuk is Oyla. B'chol Yom Yisrael Shana, less than Merkul, she has nothing at Rome. Memela, everything she has is from Zah. If she's being Oyla, it's because she's being schlepped up by Zah. On Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to be mevarer that although that's what Nuk is, less American Maklum, but there is an effort on Rosh Hashanah to be Megal and to be mevarer that Nuk, to a certain degree, also has her own Egen HaKaychis, and Nuk is able to be Oyla Ke'ilu almost on her own. And this is what's being highlighted and being mudgash by the Kavanas of Reish Yudvav, specifically Ha'aris that are Shaykh to Nuk. That's why it's Begmashia Gevura. Right? So the Rav says, why is it Gevura? Because we're not trying to get rid of Gevuras, we're trying to be Mantik Gevuras. Gevuras means an Or Chayzer, right? There's two different Oris, there's Or Yash and Or Chayzer. Or Yash comes from above to below. And that's Zah's Chelek. And when Nuk is Oyla Mikoyach Zah, that's cool. She's being Oyla Mikoyach Aryosha. But what on Rosh Hashanah, what we're trying to be Mavar is what? That she's being Oyla Mikoyach Atzma Kiilu, which is Mitzad the Koyach of an Archaizer. That's the Iris of Gvura. And so that's what we're trying to bring out with the Kavanah of Reish Yudvav. It's for that same reason that Nuk is able to be Oyla all the way to the Kesher Shel Tefillin of the Keser of Zah, as opposed to just stopping by the Chaz of Zah. Right? Whenever you're dealing with a parts of that's being, usually, when Nuk is Oyla, it's because it's not coming mitzah her own kaiches, it's coming mitzah Zah picking her up. Well, the Memela Zah has to be greater than Nuk. And so even when Zah is Oyla, she can only be Oyla to the Chaz, to the Chaz of Zah and down. Because fundamentally, the one that's schlepping the one from above, it means the one that's schlepping is higher than the one that's being schlepped. But on Rosh Hashanah, we're being mevara that even though she's oila, to a certain degree, it's mikay chatzma. So in Mela, when she's oila, she's not meshubit to stop by chaza. She could go all the way to the keser. And this is also why when Nuk is oila, it's oila only on Rosh Hashanah by zekifas and not by kriyas. If Nuk is being oila only mikay chaza, and because of the kaychas of za, then they're totally zavizah. More moichin za gets. Memela, Nuk is oila. And that's the usual mahalach in the course of the year. Whenever Zah gets Meichin, Memela, Nuk is Oyla. Zah gets Meichin by Kriyas, so Nuk is also Oyla by Kriyas. Zah gets more Meichin by Zekifis, Nuk is Oyla more by Zekifis. You're not mechalik between when Zah gets Meichin and when Nuk is Oyla, because it's the same process. But the Chiddush of Rosh Hashanah is not like that. When Nuk is Oyla, we're being Mavar and being Megala, that there's a certain Egen HaKayach that Nuk has even to be Oyla. Memela, To bring that out, she's Oyla not at the same pattern as Nuk gets, as when Zah gets his Meichin. So Zah gets his Meichin by Kriyas, and Nuk is Oyla by Skifus. Oh, so it's not a different Nuk, but we're trying to be, that's what I'm going to explain now, the next Nakuda.
So the whole year, Nuk is not doing anything himself, so it's shot that it's Nichma.
Right.
It's not
from Ayin Megal Meklum,
it's just...
On right, so on Rosh Hashanah, that she always had this kayach, to a certain degree, again, ultimately, she's still Tali and Zah. But there's a certain kayach, at least a little bit, Mitzad Atzma, that obviously, depending on Zah, ultimately, but Lamaisa, she's able to be Ayla a little bit Mitzad Atzma. Now, to be Mamek, a little bit more, where this is coming from. So, the Rav in Shar Kavanas, in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Rav brings out, we know that that's what should have been, is that the reason, the Yichud, what should really be by Rosh Hashanah, is pushed off until Shmini Atzeres, as we know. And the Rav explains where this is coming from. So he says, it's because of the Chet of the Adam Rishon. Inim Ashagaram Adam Rishon Adei Chetoi. So he says that because of the Chet of Adam, Shnez Davik B'yom HaChol. So that's what the Rav says, that the inin the chila of the Yitzhadas Toivara, the in Chitzanius was eating from the Yitzhadas, but in Pnimius, Aver Gerer Sever, says the Rav, Mimelech caused that he was Nizdavik with Chava before Shabbos. Should have been on Shabbos, he would have been mounted on Shabbos, he did it be Maisachol during Friday, and that caused the Pagam, and Mimelech now the Yichud that should be on Rosh Hashanah is pushed off till Shmini Atzeres. That's what he says. Why is it such a big deal to have this Yivug on Friday, not Shabbos? Why does it such cause such damage? So says the Rav, Kine Yom Rosh Hashanah Hu Dina Kasha. Because Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kasha. Kenoida. Vema Imamten Ad Leil Shabbos is Dina Rafia. So the male of the Zivug that would have happened then would have been more Rafi would have been more better, and Mimela, it would have been a bigger tikkun. The fact that he didn't wait and he did it in a way of Dina Kasha, that made the pagam, and now all the Yichudim have to wait until Shmini Atzeres. What does it mean that the first day, Rosh Hashanah, that Friday, was Dina Kasha, and what if for Shabbos was Dina Rafia? Now later on, the Rav talks about the schil between Dina Kasha and Dina Rafia in terms of first day Rosh Hashanah and second day Rosh Hashanah. First day Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kasha because the Nasir is only with Leah. Second day is Dina Rafia because already the Ikar focus is on Rachel. First day is Pnimius, second day is Chitzanius. So when you see those terms, Dina Kasha, Dina Rafia, by Rosh Hashanah, first day, second day, you usually just assume that's what the Rav is talking about. But it can't, it's a Pella. Because we're talking about Kaidim Achet right now. That whole inyan of the first day being Leah, the second day being Rachel, first day Pnimius, second day Chitzanius, that's only Noch Dechet. So what's the Rav saying? Before the chayt, the problem was that he was the ziva on Friday. I was dina kasha. What dina kasha? It's not that. That's not dina kasha yet. Not the chayt is dina kasha. So what's the Rav talking about? The answer is the Rav is he's using the lashonis of dina kasha dina rafia that we'll use later on, but it's a different inyan. What the Rav is referring to is stand the difference between yomais hachoil and Shabbos. The ziva that Adam does be yomais hachoil. Lefi Erech Shabbos, that's called Dina Kasha, and Shabbos is called Dina Rafi. What's the chilek between the Yichud of Shabbos versus the Yichud of Yom HaSachol? So Pashvashah, you would say, well, Yom HaSachol, that's your only, you're only holding in Godless Rishon. So it's the Yichud of only Yaakov and Rachel, Akitana. Shabbos is Godless Sheni already, it's Yisrael and Leah, but that's also only Noch Lechet. Again, we're talking about Kaidim Achet. So Kaidim Achet, what's the chilek between Yimai Sechol and Shabbos? That Shabbos, that Yimai Sechol is Dina Kasha, and Yimai Sechol is Dina Rafia. So the answer is like this. By Kedushas Keser on Shabbos, we find a very interesting zach. By Kedushas Keser, so there's the kavanis of Kedushas Keser is that in order for the Yichud to happen by Shema Yisrael, we have to have Nuk, the Oila, to become Shavu B'Shavu Uza. How does that happen? So it's a Seder of Dilugin. First Nuk starts off by the Nahi of Zah. So first Kaddish, 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 and there's Dilugim. Nuk is Oila to Chagas. Then it's Aye, another Dilugim, all the way to Chabad, Shema Yisrael Zichud. Whoever heard of a process of Aliyas Nuk with Dilugim? Nuk is Oila, this is the process. There's an Inyan of Nuk being Oila from Bria to Atatzilus. There's the Kavanas, the Hamshachas of Atbach, there's Nisira. All of a sudden, when it comes to Kedushas Keser, it's like a different system. So whoever heard of these Musagim of Dilugim, whenever you talk about the Indian of the process of Nuk being Oila, and where's the Nisira, like, what happened over here? The answer is, here's the Yisoid. There's two different Nuks. There's two different Nuks. It's a big Yisoid by the Rashash. It's an important print. I'm sure you all know this. Probably during Pshutim, but there's two different Nuks. There's one Nuk, which is Ateres HaYisoid Oza. That Nuk is the usual system that we think of, which is Ochar B'Ochar, Nesira, Panim B'Panim, Leslenberg and Laklum. All she has is a Ha'ara from the Maichan of Zah. That's the Nuk of Ateres HaYisoid. That model of Zah and Nuk, and Nuk being just a Teres HaYisoid in the binyan of Achar B'Achar, that whole Mahalach, that's only when you're looking at the Partzuf of B'chinas Prat. This is how it's explained by the Mekubal. When you look at B'Teres Prat, then what's the Nuk that Zah has? The Nuk of Zah is a Teres HaYisoid. But there's another Nuk. Besides a Teres HaYisoid, there's a more, when you zoom out, B'Eifin Klal, there's another Nuk, which is Melech HaShvi. The Melech HaShvi. Melech HaShvi is a separate parts of Mitzar Atzma. The Melech HaShvi, going back, you know, to the Shiv Malachim, the Melech HaShvi, that's also Nuk. But that's not the Nuk of a Teres HaYisoid. There's two different Nuks. The Yichud and the Zivug of Yimais HaChol, which is always with the process of Ochar B'Ochar and Nesira and Panim B'Panim, that entire Mahalach, that's always negated just the Malchus, that's the Nuk of Ateres HaYisoid. And that's only, and the Mitzias of Ateres HaYisoid, of Zah, being a Nuk, and having Oh Malach of Achar B'Achar, Nasir, upon, that's when you're looking at everything B'Teres Prat. When you're just looking at Zah, and you're not zooming out, then Zah has his own Nuk, which is Ateres HaYisoid. And then you have a mahalach, achar b'achar, b'chulu b'chulu, and less lamer gamar klum, because all she is just a teresa yisayu za. But when you're looking at b'ayfen klali, and you're zooming out b'ayfen klal, then there's no a teresa. Teresa yisayu is not a separate parts of. What is the separate parts of? Nuk, a melech hashvi. Melech hashvi, she talk as her own moichin. In the beginning of Eitz Chaim, there's a parak in the beginning where it's difficult, the Mefarshim deal with this, and he talks about the hislabsh, the seder hislabsh of the Bartzufim. And he says a lashon over there that za is mislabish over the nahi of tvuna, right? And nuk is mislabish over the nahi of za. So Mefarshim says, what? Nuk is mislabish over the nahi of za? It's not true. It's achar b'achar. Achar b'achar is not mislabish over the nahi of za. The Rav is making a dimming. Just like Zah is mislabish over the Nahi of Tvuna, so too Nuk is mislabish over the Nahi of Zah. That's not a dimming. Zah is mislabish over the Nahi of Tvuna. He's Makabal Moichin from Tvuna. Nuk is not mislabish over the Nahi of Zah. Nuk is Ocher B'Ocher with Zah. What's he talking about? The answer is he's not talking about Nuk of Ateres HaYisayit. He's talking about Nuk Mel Chashvi. And when we're looking at the Torah's klal, then the nuk that we're talking about is nuk of Melech Hashvi, and nuk of Melech Hashvi was supposed to be shava b'shava, a separate parts of. Zah is supposed to be makabel moichin from Abba ve'ima. Nuk is supposed to be makabel moichin from Yisrael Sabba Tfuna, both the same madrega, shava b'shava, and finished. Where nuk is not dependent on Zah at all. Because of the pagam of the Vilvana, v'chulu v'chulu, so now it comes out that Nuk, even Melech Hashvi, is mislabish over the Nahi of Zah. But the moichin that she's receiving, it's really her moichin. It's something that's betzim shai, it's supposed to be hers. It's Zah acts as a maver ba'alma in terms of Melech Hashvi. In terms of Ateres HaYisayit, Zah is not a maver ba'alma. The whole iris of Ateres HaYisayit is only a ha'ara from the Iker moichin of Zah. It's atzem atzom ebasim ebsari, like the Rav says. The Melech Hashvi is not like that. The Melech Hashvi deserves her own moichin. V'haraya, before the Levanas Kitrig, it would have been like that. Nuk would have received her own moichin from Yisro Sabatuna. Zah would have received his own moichin from Avavim. So, the fact that there was a Kitrig means that now she is dependent on Zah. But what is she dependent for? Her own moichin to travel to her from Zah. Zah is only a Maver Ba'alma. On Shabbos, by Kedushas Keser, the Yichud is not a Teres HaYisayit of Zah. The Yichud of a Teres HaYisayit of Zah, that happens by Maisachol, and on Shabbos, by every Sim Shalom. But the Iker Yichud of Shabbos, and the Maila of Shabbos, is by Kedushas Keser. Why? Because over there it's a Yichud, by Fneklali, between Zah and Melech Hashvi, the Nuk of Melech Hashvi. Over there it's not with Achar B'Achar, Panim B'Panim Nisira. It's Dilugim. It's Dilugim. Dilugim means that she has her own kaiches, and she's been held back this whole time. And now she's able to jump up. Dilugim are also a bechin of gevura. Dilugim means that it's milamat alamala. That's what a dilug is, right? So that means it's also mitzad orchoizer. It's an orchoizer dikar. That's where the nuk of Melech Hashvi, that's her ikr moichin, is that bechin of orchoizer with Dilugim. More than that, we know in Chassidus, the Indian of Dilugim, they talk about this more, but Pesach, Medala Galaharim, the Indian of Dilugim always means something that's Lamal Mi Seder Shtalshlis. Seder Shtalshlis is slow, methodical. The Kaich of Dilug is everything the opposite of Seder Shtalshlis. Shtalshlis means above to below, and it means slow, slowly. What's a Dilug? Below to above, quickly. It's the exact opposite of Seder Shtalshlis. The answer is because Nuk, Melech Hashvi, the way it was supposed to be, Kaidim Kitrak Halavana, is that the Nuk Melech Hashvi would be the Giloy of that Kaich of Lamalmi Seder Shtashlis. Zah is Seder Shtashlis. And Nuk, Melech Hashvi, would have been Lamalmi Seder Shtashlis. So we weren't Zaycha to that because of the Kitrak Halavana, but there's a Ha'ar of that every single Shabbos when there's a Bifin Chloe. When the harach is boif and kloli, and memelo there could be dilugim from nuk Melech Hashvi to have that yichud by kedushas keser. So again, going back to the Rav, so what's the Rav saying? That the problem pagam of Adam was that he did the yichud, the zivuk took place erev Shabbos, and he didn't wait till Shabbos. Now he does an erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is dina kasha. Shabbos is dina rafio. What's dina kasha dina rafio? The answer is, Dina Kasha means prat. It means that the yichud was only able to happen between Zah and Nuk of Ateres HaYisayit. That's Dina Kasha. That's Dina Kasha. First of all, it's Dina Kasha because it's Bechinas Prad. It's also Dina Kasha is because there's no parts of over there that's embodying, that's bringing out Lumalmi Seder Shtalshlis. It's all just Seder Shtalshlis, which is Prat, a Dina. If you would have waited to Shabbos, then what would the Yichud be? The Yichud would have been between Zah and Nuk Melech Hashvi. That Nuk Melech Hashvi, that would have been Dina Rafia. Because first we're talking about Boifin, seeing those Pratsuva means Boifin Chloe. And Nuk would have been Oila Mikoich Dilugim, which is a Bechina of Lamal, we say there's Shlashas. That's Dina Rafia. What was Adam's intention? What was Adam's intention? Why Taka didn't he wait? The site is that Adam had a certain kavana. The kavana of Adam was to be Megala the Klal, even in the Prat. He wanted to be Mevarin, to be Megala, that even in the Nook of Ateres HaYisoid, she also has Koich of Dilugim. That this inning of Nook, Leslam Ergel Maklum, he wanted to be Mevato the whole thing. That's why he wanted to bring the Yichud, that's really Shabbos Dik Yichud, to bring it early, an Erev Shabbos. And this happened by him listening to his wife, to Chava, and giving Chava her own dais, and Chava should come on her own to Adam and offer him the Eitz HaDaas Tovara, and he would eat it. This is all creating a Maimed and Matziv, where Chava is now going to be who? Not Nuk of Ateres HaYisoid. Who is Chava? So Adam is Zah. Who's Chava? Chava is Nuk. Which Nuk? If on Friday, who's Chava supposed to be? Ateres HaYisoid. Well, if Chava is Ateres, the Nuk of Ateres HaYisoid, she doesn't have her own Shitas. All she is just a Chelek of Zah. Etzem Mibisar, Bas Mibisar. On Shabbos, who is Nuk? Shabbos Nuk is Melech HaShvi. She has her own Egen HaMoichen, Egen HaKoiches. Fakert, a koich of lamal miseder shtalshlus. Kol hashet toimer alecha sarish ma bekoila. So what does Adam want to do? He wants to be mevarer. He wants to find the nook of Ater, the nook of Melech HaShvi in the nook of Ateres HaYisoid. He wants to find the klal in the prat. So what does he do on Friday, which is Dina Kasha, which is the bechin of prat? And all that we have is the Nuk of Ateres HaYisoid, and he wants to be Mavar in there, a Yichud that comes from the Eitz HaDaas Tovara, which was Chava's own idea, which is an Indian of Nuk Melech HaShvi. Now that was a terrible mistake, because what happened, first of all, the idea of finding the Klal Prat is not so crazy, because that's what all of Gula, coming from Taras Baal Shem Tov, is coming from this idea of trying to find Ein Oid Movadi, to find Ar Ein Saif in the Pratim of Olam Haza. That's the Tikkun. So it's not so crazy for Adam to want to do this. But the mistake of Adam was to do this in a way that undermines the Chashivas of Zah. That was the problem that Adam did. Because it's one thing to give space for Nuk of Ateres, Nuk for Melech HaShvi, but in such a way that it is mevatel the chashivas of Zah and the chashivas of Prat, that you can't do. And so, the bechin of Prat means that ultimately, halacha says, don't eat from Eitz HaDaas Tovara. Those are the Prat. Klolim, on a Pasha level, right? Why is Adam eating from Eitz HaDaas Tovara? Because, you know, big picture, Yisim Kelekim, Bobby Masakim, then Yonim, Tikkun, but how are you getting to that? By violating a Prat of Torah. That's undermining the Chashivas of Zah. That you can't do. That you can't do. But this is what Adam's intention was to bring out the Kayach of, or the Tchuna of the Melech HaShvi within the Nook of Ateres HaYisoid. What we do in Rosh Hashanah is exactly what Adam was trying to do, but in a mesukendik way. So what do we do? What are our kavanas? We're dealing with Nuk of Ateres HaYisoid. Baharai, we're talking about Achar Bachar, Nasir, Panim Panim. But at the same time, we're being Mamshechar Iris of Reish Yudvav. And she's being Oila even above Chaza of Zah. and she's also being oiled by zekifas, not just by kriyas, to show that even the nook of Ateres HaYisoid, bubbling below the surface, is a kaych atzmi, ki'ilu of nook melech hashvi, which is exactly what Adam was trying to do. But we do it in a way that doesn't take away the chashivas of Zah. What do I mean that it doesn't take away the chashivas of Zah? So I'll give you an example. The Gemara says that the tefillas of Rosh Hashanah, so our malchus grants for shayfus, yeah? But there's something strange about the tefillah. If Chazal were makabel, that tefillah should be malchus grants for shayfus, so fine, so let them make a nusach, malchus grants for shayfus. No. What Chazal do is that they have 10 psukim. There's psukim from Tanakh of malchus, psukim of shayfus, zechonis psukim of shayfus, and around those psukim, we'll make a nusach. Why can't you just make a nusach? The answer is tefillah versus Torah. Tefillah is going to be more the klal. Tefillah is going to be more the inyan of Shabbos. Tefillah is going to be more the inyan of that dina rafia. Tefillah is about whatever you want. There's no gedar. There's no gedar. Whatever you want to talk, whatever's going on in your life, daven about it. That's called tefillah. Torah is more matzumsum. Torah is more prat. It's like, it has to be this. You can't just make up your own shas. It has to be pratim. So in order to bring out tefillah of malchus grants for shayfus, which is klaliistic, which is kol olam kulo, maloichal kol olam kulo, v'chulu v'chulu, which is more the bechin of the klal, not za with nook of melech hashvi, which is what Adam was trying to bring out. But instead of doing it in a way that undermines the chashivas of Zah, which is Torah, fakert, we're going to say the nusach of tefillah, machzor and shayfus, which are the biggest tefillahs and the most klaliistic tefillahs, but they're going to be rooted in psukim and Tanakh, which is Torah. And when you have those psukim, that's the bedrock, and from there, the rest will flow. But this is the nekuda that we're trying. This is, by the way, also the whole inyan of tekiyah shayfer, right? Think about it. Even the kavanas of shayfer, what's the kavanas of shayfer? That there's an asira, right? But the Nasira happens in a way that Zah is still awake, right? The Meichin that are Nimshach, the Meichin Pinyin that are Nimshach, the Nasira happens with them, but not through Zah being put to sleep. What's the Havana? The Havana is, why does Zah have to go to sleep, Bechlal, for the Nasira to be? The answer is because, whose Meichin is this? That's the Mitzah's Meichin. So if Zah is awake, then it's his. In order for the Meichin to go from Zah to Nook, that she should be built, then the Baal Bas has to be away from the house. The Zah has to go to sleep. Because if Zah is awake, then he's the Baal Bas. All of a sudden, but that's only true when you're dealing with Nukva Teres HaYisai. Because the whole Meichin of Nukva Teres HaYisai is Batsim Zah. But since on Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to be Mavar that even the Nukva Teres HaYisai has a Shaykhis to Nuk Amel Chashvi. So, and if you're dealing with Nukva Amel Chashvi, then she has her own Meichin. Then I have no problem with you. You have your inyan, I have my inyan. So Zah can be awake when Nook gets her meichin. It's not mafriya on him. So Adrabah, so on Rosh Hashanah, it's the same inyan with the Nasir also. Is that the inyan of the Nasir of Rosh Hashanah is an Itzura, that Mavara, this Nakuda, is that despite the fact that everything is based on Zah, and Zah is still the Iker, and we're not being poigim in the covet of Zah, not in the Tefillah, not in the Kavonis, but Lamais, at the same time, we're giving a chashivas, we're being megal aside over here, that Nook had, that ultimately Nook of Ateres HaYisoid will ultimately become part of Nook of Melech HaShvi, and she'll have her own kaiches, and it won't be poigim in Zah. And the Mela, she could have her Meichin, while Nook has his Meichin. And it's not Mefriya. This is sort of Yitzchak Avinu, right? The first Shidduch we have in Torah is Adam and Chav. Adam and Chav is built when Adam is asleep. That's classic Nook Ateres HaYisai. What's the next Shidduch we have in Torah? The next nice of a Shidduch we have is Avram and is Yitzchak and Rivka. So, and that's the model of Rosh Hashanah. The whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah is Rav and Yitzchak. Okay, this Yitzchak, V'chulu, Halkat Hashem is Sarah, is by Rosh Hashanah. And what happens over there? Rivka comes to Yitzchak, which is the inyan of Nook developing on her own. And what's Yitzchak doing? He's sleeping. Fakir. He's been misakin to this mincha. That's big meichah. So Nook is being oil when Zah has meichah, because that's the side of Rosh Hashanah. like it's not mafriya, because ultimately it's a ha'ar of nuk amelach hashvi. This inyan of what other rishon was trying to be payal, and what we try to be payal also in a mesukendika way, lemaisa then comes out on shmini atzeres simchas Torah. What happens by shmini atzeres simchas Torah? It's an amazing zach. When you're dancing by hakafis, what are you dancing about? I mean, technically, what you're dancing about is we fulfilled the takana of Moshe of Kriyas HaTorah. But is that really what you're dancing about? No. You're dancing about Kol HaTorah Kula. So what is Shmini Atzeres? What's the HaKavis of Simchas Torah? You're using that prat of what? Of Kriyas HaTorah, we officially were Mekayim, the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah. But we're using that, we're finding the Klal in that. Even Sukkot, the Simchas Beis HaSheva, it's like the Rambam, and at the end of Hilchas Lulav, says the Rambam, what's the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaSheva? Says the Rambam, yeah, technically we're being mesamech over the fact that we're makayim the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, but that's not really what we're dancing about. What we're dancing about is b'chlal, the inyan of Avodas Hashem, b'chlal. So just dance about Avodas Hashem. Why do you have to blame it on Nisach HaMayim? The answer is that's the Yisoy. That's the ultimate tikkun. Of finding the klal in the prat, but in a way that doesn't undermine the chashivas of the prat. Fakir, it's bringing out the chashivas of the prat. That look what's in the prat, the klal. Adam Marishan, what he did was giving space for Chava having her own dais, but in a way that it ran over his dais. That's the klal overcoming the prat, and the prat is bat mavuto. That's not what you want. That's the begam. So this is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. That's why Rosh Hashanah, the avoid is we take certain mitzvahs, right? Which if you think about it, you read Chumash, it's okay. It talks about Kiyah Shofar. Okay, it's one of the mitzvahs. But we use it and we see Kol Torah Kula. And this is ultimately the Tzad HaShavah that's running throughout the Kavanas of Rosh Hashanah. That even though Nuk is being Oila in that way of a Terasei Yisoyed and Achar Bachar and so on and so forth. But Lamaisa, there's a Ha'ar over there, and there's a Pesach to what's going to be Lasa Lavai, will be Nizbara, that even Nuk of Ataras Yisoid was a Chelik of the Nuk of Melech Hashvi, and Memela will be Nizbara, that it's Shtei Melachim that are Mishtamshin B'Keser Echad, and Fakeret, each one has his own Meichin and has its own space, and from there, Bez Hashem will be with Yizaycha to the Tikna Klali. She was able to experience it, and I need my visco to grab him and marry him in one day.